Eduya is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis. Here we have another interesting set of Eduyos as to different machlokes in Beis Hamikdash, not the standard. The Mishnah introduces a new type of Elu Dvarim Shechozu Beis Hillel Lo'yos K'divrei Beis Hamikdash. This is a collection of memories where there was originally a machlokes between the two, Beis Hamikdash and Beis Hillel. And over here, Beis Hillel, surprisingly, normally the halacha is like Beis Hillel over here was Chayz Elohayus Gedivi Beis Shammai. One is an Indian that's a Mishnah in Yevomis. Ho'isha Shebo Mimdinas Hayam Vomra Meiz Baili. A woman comes, Mimdinas Hayam, and she says her husband died, Tinose, she could get married. The Gemara goes in the beginning of Ho'isha Rabbi Yevomis to an Arichus. The Chiddush over here is that normally, we'll say of the Pashtus, the way the Rishonim understand it, there should be a need for Eidim proper. She's coming to change her status from being an Eish Esish to an Eid Echod, to Pnuyo. Eid Echod, certainly she herself does not work. Chazal v'mechadish m'nei guna akilu barabonim, we're making, not only we waive the need for proper Eidim, we waive the need for an outside aid. She's believed, the Gemara says, is a chazaka also, that a woman will do her homework, because the Mishnah says over there that if she's wrong and her husband was still alive, they put on her kol minei chumash. She has to leave both husbands. She loses any monetary chusim involved. A whole bunch of kenosos chamuras, and because of that, isha daiko mitzvah. So therefore, we believe her. This halacha was in doubt. So look how the Mishnah says the machlokes. Meiz baili tisyabim. We just said the first halacha. Meiz baili tinose. Meiz baili. She's believed, and she can marry her brother-in-law. Again, first of all, she's allowed to assume, we're allowed to assume she's not Nesh's Ish, and we're also allowed to be matur to a brother-in-law, which would be Chayve Krisus, if not for the fact that we believe her. So there's really no Chiddush in the Tinose over the Tisyabim. Beis Hillel first said that this was not a blanket dispensation. Again, this goes against L'chayr, the Din HaTorah, says Beis Hillel, this was one maisa bebo min hakotzer levad. This was a maisa where they came from the field, and since it could be established, so Miller, we'd believe her because there's outside ways of determining. It's not somebody who comes b'mdinas hayom. The Mishnah says Oisha shebo b'mdinas hayom. Beis Hillel says no. Omru lehem Beis Shammai, achas habo min hakotzer, v'achas habo min hazeisim, v'achas habo min dinas hayom. There's no difference if you're coming from a nearby field. There's no difference if you're coming from a little bit of a further way, a further field. The specific scenario where Chazal were misaken that is of no relevance. They'd be matter even if Bechlal didn't resemble the original Maisa. V'achas habom indina sayom, the halach is we believe her. Lo dibru b'kotzer, the Maseiru was handed down. Mimekedem, that it was a event that took place in Mekotzer, that was not because that was the limitations of the Gzeru Midirabona to believer, Ella Bahoiva. That was happened to have been the case, but Avada, it'll be any case. Lemaisa, Chosu Beisil Lahiris Kabeshamai. Beishamai Aimim Nochamachlex in the same type of case. A woman is believed. Tinosevi Titok Suboso. Once she's believed, so we believe her, even though really it's only a Gzeru because of Mishumi Guno Akilu Barabona, so we should allow her to get married, Ben Dine Momenis. For her to be Yerid Lenichse, her husband, and to collect the Ksuba, who says? It doesn't have the same overwhelming tzorich as Nebuch, a woman who's stuck and she can't get married. So she won't get a Ksuba. Beis Shammai says no. Look how Beis Shammai is going to explain it. First, the halach itself. Tinosi v'titu Ksuba. Beis Shammai, no. Tinosi v'titu Ksuba also. Omer lem Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai argued. He tarred him, so Eva Chamuru, you believe her, Legabi Erva Chamuru, Leitatiru, Zamom Nakao. You write as a Kalva Choymer. Now, we pointed out before that the Tzorich of this Takana was certainly only Legabi Meshumi Guna by Erva Chamura. So the Kalva Choymer is not as conclusive as it would seem. It could be that in terms of Chomer and Kal, it's true that Momen is Kal, but there was no need to be Matir, this extra halach of being made Isha, of believing in Isha. There was no need to be matter at Allah moment. Still, the Kavachim was brought. Omelem Beis Hillel, Al Kaponim, I'll show you that it's not so simple, Gabi Dini Momis, that we do believe. I'll prove it to you. Motzinu She'eno Achim Nichnosen L'Nachlo Al Pio. This halacha seems to be halacha muskemes. Beshama is being brought a raya from this halacha. It seems like he's maskim. That we would not allow, based on the woman's testimony, to say that the husband is dead and now his brothers, he has four brothers that could move in, liquidate his farm, his business, for chule. No. We don't believe the woman. We have to separate the dine mominus of the ksuba, which is directly totally in the marriage, to the fact that the person died, leaving over his estate to his brothers. True, they're both totally in the same physical event, which means he died. If he died, first of all, his nechasim belong to his brother. Second of all, if he has a wife, his wife is mutter. Third of all, if his wife is muteres l'shuk, she's a pnuya, now is the time she collects her ksuba. So Beis Shammai says it with an interesting tesefes dvar. V'haloi misefe ksubosa nilmoid. The Loshin of the Ksuba, the standard Nusach of Chazal, is what's called B'loshin Chacham Medrash Ksuba, which means we dash in the Ksuba. Which means we dash in the words of the Ksuba. We take the words of the Ksuba that Chazal HaKadmonim instituted, and we say, let's understand what they meant to tell us. Let's dash in it. Let's read between the lines. The Loshin is that if a husband's mechuyev to his wife, kol minei chiyuvei ishus, kimavu misachas Ksubas. And then the ksuba adds, Shim tinosi lacher, when she could get married to somebody else, which obviously means that her husband died or divorced her. Titli masha kosov lech. Then you'll take the amount that's promised over here in this document to you. Loshne shim tinosi lacher, if she'll get married, says Beis Shammai, she's allowed to get married. That means that the mominus of the ksuba, you might call it mominus, but it's mominus that's linked up in the ksuba itself to a het and a suin. So if we allow her to get married, which is davar shebe'erva, we'll have to allow the dine mominus hatluim along with it. Mashenkin, the achim yodin l'nach l'alpi has no shaykhs. Beisil accepted that. Chozu beisil l'horis k'divei Beis Shammai. Mishnah Yud Gimel, another Mishnah of Chozu beisil l'horis k'divei Beis Shammai. This is a Mishnah in Gittin, the fourth parak. Somebody is an Eved and a Ben Chorin. How? Very simple. Two Shutvim owned an Eved. One was Meshacher him, one wasn't. Two brothers, Yashin from a father. One was Meshacher, one wasn't. Each one's a Bailam on their Chelik. What the other brother or the other Shutv does with their Chelik is of no consequence to their halakhic rights. So you have Nebuchadnezzar fellow who's stuck. He's a half a Yid and a half Eved Kanani. Which means that who does he work for? Even this rabbi Yemecha, Vesatzmi Yemecha. Okay. So he works one day the rabbi, one day for himself. Now he's not going to be able to hold down a very solid job coming in one day and then going to work in his Odoin's plantation for another day. So this itself needs a hezbeh because that's not the way a shutfis works. A shutfis works that both partners own the business simultaneously. Not one month he makes the money and the other month he makes the money. The shutvis, you'd be it in an eved or in a factory or in a farm, goes together. So over here you should have him working and half the work, half the profit goes to the eved and half goes to his other. So this itself, the Gemara explains, is a takonas chachomim because it's not practical because an eved won't work unless the other forces him to work. He might even have to hit him occasionally with a stick. And the other certainly can't hit the Tzad Ben Chayon Shaboy. So what we'll have to do is we'll have to divide it either by day, by week, and one day he'll tackle work on the farm of the Odoin, and one day he'll work for himself, and the Odoin will be able to force him to work on the day that he's his Odoin. So this is all Takanas Chacham. Again, it's not efficient. You can't hold on down a job. So obviously it's manual labor, and the truth is that because of this inefficiency, that itself is a push to coming up with a better and more permanent solution. So listen to what the mission then introduces. So fine, you worked out the work. You fixed up, this is where we're getting from, that there's a takona here, mitzad the work. You fixed up the work of Rabboi, that yeah, you made a takona. He has a personal problem. A person that can't get married is a halba mensch. A person was put into this world, like the Mishnah says, that to produce dayres. Im kain, he's not going to get married. Lisa shivcha in yochel. Baschorin in yochel. He can't marry a shivcha, because a shivcha is not allowed to marry a ben chorin. And a ben chorin, an evid, I'm sorry, is not allowed to marry a baschorin. There's a famous kasha, which we won't go into. We discussed in the Mishnah in Bava Basra, what happened to Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayin? Why not say Asay Doicha Lois Asay? Which Asay? V'haloi the Mishnah says Levato for him not to get married. V'haloi loy nivro elam el lepirivu yivya. The Torah put him into this world with an obligation of pru uvu. So why not say Asay Doicha Lois Asay? Tesis then the first pack of Bava Basra and Gittin and Psochim has three different terutzim. What's interesting is that the Mishnah over here, we're learning quickly because the Mishnah really that should be in other places. The Mishnah says over here, doesn't bring the Mishnah of Pru Uvu Milu Asa'aretz and Pashas Bereshis, which is the Mitzvah Seh. The Mishnah brings the Indian of Loisoyu Biro, not for naught, for desolation was man created, Lo Sheves Yisar, for civilization he was put into this world. The Rishonim understand. Take a look at the Teis Yom Tov in Gittin. It's really Rishonim over there. The Mishnah, the Mefarshim over here on the Mayit to explain it. Mefarshim in Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, is where they explain it. The reason why is because the Eved is not Mechuyev Piri V'Rivyu, because his children are not Nisiachis Achrov. They belong to the Odin. However, the mitzvah, which is Medivri Nevi'im of Loisoyu Barol Lo Sheves Yitzorah, that Mishnah, even though it's a lesser mitzvah, it's only Midivri Nevi'im, not Midivri Torah, that's Mutlana Eved as well. It's Mutlana Goy also. Tikkun Olam. It's not Pru Uvu producing Yiddish Adairis. It's Tikkun Olam. So the Mishnah brings the Mishnah, which is relevant to him. How could you have a person in a state of total fracture, in a person where he's not Mekayim, his Ikar role as part of civilization? You can't have that. So what do you do? So instead of just splitting up that he shouldn't be a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayin on work days, which is what Beis Hillel was maskim to, Beis Shammai said, he's going to have to free him. When do you ever free somebody? Or when do you ever force somebody to sell his business? Here you're forcing the Odin to sell his Chatzi Eved. The Eved's not going to get a freebie. He's going to have to pay off the debt of his own self. There's other, you write a shtar on that amount of money. Chozu Beisil Lahoyuske Beishame, that the takona not only includes the work day, the work week, but it'll also include, on a personal level, his ability to get married. You'll have to free him in Gansen.